Patrick, mobile.
Hello again, Patrick.
It's all at this time, so won't be as short a queue, so.
No worries at all. I don't look at things like that. We gotta go, you know, we're trying to run a business out here.
Yeah, you been busy this weekend?
It eased off a little bit last week because of the cooler weather, but with the heat turned up this week, yeah, I'm a little bit busy. I got a little overheated yesterday. It was changing out a compressor in the unit, and it was just, man, the sun was just beating down on me, so then I had a couple of stops after that to make, so I didn't make it home until about 4:30. Yeah, but the sun beat me up yesterday.
Careful out there. Make sure you got plenty of water with you and take your break every now and then.
Oh, yeah. No. I always have water and things to replenish me, and, you know, I have like a little lunch thing that I bring, a little lunch cooler. And the people had air conditioning in the house. They had window units inside, so I went inside and cooled off for a few minutes.
It's easy to get overheated out there.
Oh, yeah. Well, luckily today, I'm just basically dropping off the compressor back to the back to my supply house so you can ship it back. And then I gotta go see a customer around 10 o'clock. And that's pretty much it, unless my phone rings.
Hopefully you get you a little break anyway.
It's going to be nice. It's going to cool off nicely. So next week will be the break. I got it installed next Friday. But again, it's be a nice day next week to do that. Not gonna be overly hot.
Supposed to cool back down a little bit. Is it still supposed to rain this weekend?
I don't know the answer to that. I know my wife had mentioned something, but I don't know. Good question.
I had looked this morning. It changes like every 10 minutes, I believe, the forecast.
Yeah, I know. It almost feels like Florida weather.
It's supposed to be another hot one today, so I done got the ACs cranking in the truck, getting it nice and cool.
Well, the customer that we're seeing at 10 is basically a follow-up from an install, so it's not going to be that terrible.
Do Shelby this weekend?
Somebody else asked me that, and I don't think so. I really did, I'm not really sure where that is, plus I just don't feel like going. You know, I have enough crap.
It's, I don't know, maybe a little over an hour and 15 minutes away from you. It's up towards Charlotte. It's not that far away. So, it's a nice little drive.
My wife and I, we're going to take do a little afternoon thing, possibly Friday. Maybe go up, walk around Tryon a little bit and, you know, eat a little lunch up there in Landrum and then come home. And then we got some things we want to get done around the house over the weekend while we have the time to do it.
This weekend, all right, it was cool. I done a bunch of stuff outside. I still got some more to do, but we'll take a break here. Since we're off Monday, I'll try to get some of it done then.
I got to break down a unit that's sitting on my trailer right now so I can get the trailer empty for next week. So I'll probably mess around with that a little bit.
Scrap them out?
Yeah, I pull everything apart. I recover the gas out of it and all that kind of stuff. So, it's a big package unit, so I can't move it by myself. So I move it in pieces.
And, get everything out of it you can.
Oh, yeah. I got to get over to Jimmy's house and help him as soon as the weather cools a little bit. Stuck out of here. I'm getting into the land of no signal. I'm over here on Rutherford Road in Pleasantburg. Oh, my God. This guy just slammed his brakes down in front of me. And I won't have a good signal, so I will catch you later.
You be careful out there. Good to talk to you. KO4HKX. I'll be clear for now. 73.
Yeah, likewise, Patrick. Have a good day. Keep cool. KV2HX. 73.